Today there are a group from Khon Kaen riding a van to here to listen to Long Po teaching. What he have been teaching is enough for you to practice by your own. There are many levels of Dharma teaching, the teaching that you can learn Dharma to be able to live in the world happily. And the other kind of Dharma is the Dharma practice that you can practice so that one day you can be liberated. And those people who would like to learn the Dharma for liberation, there are very little of them. There are not many people who are interested to practicing Dharma so that they can be liberated. So the Dharma for liberation of freedom, you have to learn about the suffering. Learn about your body and mind. So learn about the five aggregate. That's enough. So you just have to be able to separate your body and mind. To be separate body, one part, and the mind is another part. And you have to know what is the cause of suffering. And you learn about how you can end of the suffering. So when you keep practicing, you can see that when the desire arises, the suffering arises around the desire. And the fourth part is about end of suffering. So he has been teaching about the Four Noble Truths. So there are not much that you have to learn. The defilement or impurity in your mind can be stopped or can die because of so many things, like your mindfulness. When your mindfulness arises, the defilement is die, disappear. And samadhi can make this defilement temporarily disappear. But to truly end of suffering or end of all kind of defilement, you have to enlighten. You have to gain wisdom to be enlightened. And to practice, you have to learn to practice how to make your mind peaceful, or you have to learn how to do samatha or meditation. So to be able to practice samatha or do meditation, you have to choose the right object. When your mind be with the right object, the mind be happy, the mind can gain concentration or can meditate easily. So some people, they like to recite the word putto, putto. When the mind be with the putto, the mind can be peaceful. Some people like to do the breathing meditation. They observe the breathing and the mind can be peaceful. So each person, they have to choose the right object of the meditation for that, for themselves. So you have to find out what kind of object that good for you. So this is how to practice samatha or do concentration meditation. And another part is you have to learn how to practice insight or vipassana. So for those people who love to have a beautiful body, like beautiful body, it's better to observe the body. But for those who think a lot, like to think and have so many opinions, it's better to observe the mind. The two to practice, there are two kinds. One kind is mindfulness, and the other kind is the awareness, so that you gain the wisdom. The wisdom to the knowledge, or the wisdom that to choose the right kind of object for you to meditate. And you keep practicing . So you have to know how to make the awareness or the mindfulness arise. The mindfulness can arise when the mind can remember or recognize the phenomena. And then when you gain mindfulness, you have to know, you have to choose the right object for yourself so that you can practice meditation. If you are the person that have anger or angry arise a lot, you choose loving kindness as a counterpart of anger. Or if you have a lot of delusion, you like to daydream, you better have an object of meditation like the breathing or the body movement, so that you be aware of the breathing and body movement. And then when your mind off thinking, you just be aware and you come back to the body or the breathing. So the kind of meditation object can be the wording for you to recite, the breathing, the body movement, or any object that relate to your body and mind. So sampajanya, or the knowledge about the practicing, is there are four kinds. The first kind is you have to know what is good and what is not good. What good for you to practice? What is necessary and essential? There are so many kinds of knowledge in the world. There are many good knowledge, but all kinds of knowledge, it's not necessary for you. You have to choose the right knowledge. And the second one, you have to know that what kind of meditation object is suitable for you. The meditation object that right for you will help you to develop the insight and to develop concentration. For Long Pao himself, he loved to observe the breathing, because when he observed the breathing, the mind gained the peacefulness very easy. So breathing meditation is suitable for him, because when he observed the breathing, the mind gained peacefulness very easy. Once many years ago, he went to see a master called Long Ta Bua. He told the master that he has been practiced for quite a while, but he don't gain any wisdom at all. And the master advised him that he should do the recite word like putto, 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 and Long Po himself come back and try to do it, but it's not suitable for him. And then he tried to come back to do meditation by observe the breathing. And he find that this is good for him, and then his mind gain the energy and power and be able to walk or to develop the insight again. So you should not do or choose the meditation object, or you should not imitate other people. You should choose the right object for yourself. What kind of meditation object is good for yourself? It may not be same as other people, or may not be same as other master. Some people may like to observe the body or to consider the body as a dirty part. There are a theory that if you like to have a beauty body, you like something very beautiful, it may better that you consider the body as a dirty thing. But this may not be true for every body. There is an example in the Buddha period that there is an artist, and Pasaliput, who is one of the great disciples of the Buddha, told that guy to observe the body as a dirty part. But he tried his best, but his mind cannot gain concentration. Then he give up, and then the Buddha come to him, and instead of teach him to observe the body as a dirty thing, the Buddha give him a lotus, a red lotus. The Buddha told the guy to observe the lotus, and that monk observed the beautiful lotus. Because the mind like something beautiful, the mind gain concentration, the mind become stable by itself, become awareness, become delightful. And he keep observing the lotus, because the Buddha told him to look at the lotus and observe the lotus. His mind gain peacefulness, and when the time pass, the lotus become deteriorate, become not beautiful anymore, and his mind gain the insight, because he see the changing. For Master Long Ta Bua, Long Ta Bua practicing by having recite the wording Putto Putto. Reciting the wording Putto is good for Master Long Ta Bua, but it's not good for Long Po himself. For Long Po, he has been practicing by observing the breathing. You can observe the body by observing the body breathing in and breathing out. To observe the body breathing in and breathing out, you can gain the peacefulness. Or you can observe the body movement. You choose the one that make your mind peaceful. So when your mind become peaceful, you develop the insight. If you are the person who love to be comfort, you can observe the feeling in your body. But if you are the person who think a lot, have so many opinions, you better observe your mind. There are so many people in this era that have a lot of opinion and think all day long. So sometimes you think about the problem yourself, or sometimes you think about other people's problem. You know all kind of gossip about the celebrities. You know everybody's business, but not yourself. You know everything except yourself. So if you are the kind of person who think a lot, you think all day long, you think about other people, you think about yourself, and you keep thinking nonsense business all day. If you are that kind of person who think all days, you keep observing your mind to see that now your mind is wholesome or your mind is unwholesome. So what kind of mind that arise more often between wholesome mind and unwholesome mind? If the mind gets used to become unwholesome, the mind will become unwholesome more often than wholesome mind. But once you know that your mind become unwholesome, the mindfulness arise. The mindfulness mind is wholesome mind. For people in this world, they never have mindfulness. They never gain mindfulness. They never observe the body and mind. They're lost in the world all day long. They're lost in thought all day from awaken until they go to bed. But the one who practicing mindfulness, when the mind off thinking and the mindfulness arise, the mindfulness can't arise very often because the mind keep go off and think all day. So actually, practicing Dharma is not difficult because if you know the right object for yourself and you know how to practice, it's not difficult. When you practice by having breathing as your meditation object, your mind will come back to the breathing, and when the mind have defilement, like the mind have anger, the mindfulness will arise. When the mind have desire, the mindfulness arise. So when you know that you are a person who think a lot, you have so many opinions, you better observe your mind. You will keep come back to observe your mind and be mindful of your mind. The Buddha told us that if you keep practicing mindfulness, you will gain enlightenment within 7 days, 7 months, or 7 years. But you have to practice the right thing, and you have to keep practicing so that you will gain the wisdom. So today he teach so that you have to choose the right object for yourself. There are two kinds of practice that you have to do. The first one is to practice so that the mind gain the peacefulness, the mind gain energy. And the second one is to practice so that the mind gain the wisdom or gain insight. If your mind cannot become peaceful or cannot do concentration, meditation, cannot concentrate, it's because the mind is not happy. The mind have to go out to find happiness. The mind keeping going out to search for happiness, searching for song to listen to so that gain the happiness, going out to eat so that you gain the happiness. Because the mind keep hungry for happiness. But if you can choose the right object for your mind so that your mind become happy with the object of meditation, the mind will not going out to search for other kind of happiness anymore. So this is the principle, how to practice concentration meditation. But the kind of meditation object, you have to choose wisely. The object has to be not something unmoral, but it has to be something good, like loving kindness. You practice loving kindness, the mind can be peaceful. But some people, it's not good to practice having loving kindness because the mind is not like it. You have to find what is the right object for you and try to practice with that kind of object. If you choose an object and then you practice and you feel like that your practice is not going well, is maybe because of two things. The first thing is you don't choose the right object, and the second thing is you don't practice enough. So if you are the anger person, the anger will arise very often. You can observe your mind, be mindful of the anger that arises in your mind. You can observe the desire in your mind. Or you can observe that the mind is going out to think. Or now the mind is not going out to think, just back in your body. Or you can observe the wholesomeness and unwholesomeness in your mind. You choose what kind of defilement that arise more often in your mind. You just be aware of it. And when you observe the defilement or impurity in your mind, and your mind become impartial of the impurity, you just know it so. For example, if you observe the breathing and the mind become very happy and peaceful, and your mind attached to the happiness and peacefulness, you just know it so. So this is the way you practice. You just keep practicing. So you have to observe whether you like to observe the body or you like to observe the mind. If you cannot observe the mind, you can come back to observe the body. You can gain the insight by either observing the body or observe the mind. Pra Anon, he is a disciple of the Buddha. He became enlightened one because observing the body. You can also observing or be mindful of the body, or you can be mindful of the feeling, or you can be mindful of the mind. So the four kind of foundation of mindfulness, you can practice any of them, but you have to choose the right kind for you. There is not one best meditation object that suitable for everyone, but there is one best meditation object for yourself. Each people choose the different one. So if you better to observe the body, just observe the body. If you can observe the feeling easy, you keep practice by observing the feeling. If you can observe the mind easily, you practice by observing the mind. Observing the feeling is good for the person who have been accumulate a lot of wisdom and have a lot of concentration based already. To better observe the body is for the person who like to like the beauty, like happiness. To observe the mind is suitable for the person who like to think, have a lot of opinion and think a lot. So in summary, you observe yourself and choose the kind of meditation object that's suitable for you and keep practicing with that kind of meditation object.